This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. At the end of next week, we will finally see another WASDE report. We'll have a preview of what to expect from Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
It's been a while since the last WASDE report due to the government shutdown. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gives us an idea of what to expect from this month's report.
Yeah, we're going to get an update for yield and production. We'll also get ending stock updates. So, you know, the full balance sheets. The thing that we're looking at right now, and some of the private analysts that have put out some of their estimates so far, really don't look like there are anything major on the yield side of things for adjustment. So we were sitting at 186 point something on the September WASDE report. We haven't seen anything since then. Not really a big deal. We don't see major changes in October anyway. So nothing that we really missed out on there. But on the bean side of things, we're somewhere around 53 bushels to the acre. So these are not major cuts. A lot of the conversation that's revolved around things in the last, you know, essentially 2 months at this point since we had our last WASDE report was that the yields weren't necessarily as good as advertised back at the end of summer as we were getting ready to harvest. And everybody kind of thought, well, we're probably closer to maybe a 180. A 182 or a 183 on corn, and we were probably closer to maybe a 51 or a 52 bushel crop on beans.
Find our full conversation at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.